I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two. On this day in labor history, the year was 1970. That was the first observation of Earth Day. Across the United States, millions of people took to the streets and parks to demonstrate for clean air, water, and a reduction in pollution and care for nature and the environment. The idea for Earth Day began with Democratic Wisconsin Senator Gaylord Nelson. He was inspired to action when he witnessed the devastation caused by an oil spill in Santa Barbara, California. Senator Nelson knew for the day to be a success, he needed to reach across the aisle. He found an ally in Republican Congressman Pete McCloskey. He also found support from organized labor. The national coordinator for Earth Day was Dennis Hayes. Hayes explained, quote, "Without the UAW, the first Earth Day would have likely flopped. The UAW was by far the largest contributor to the first Earth Day, and its support went beyond the merely financial. It printed and mailed all of our material at its expense, even those critical of pollution-belching cars." 20 years later, Earth Day truly went global. In 1990, it was estimated that 200 million people from 141 countries participated in Earth Day actions. President Bill Clinton awarded Senator Nelson the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the highest honor granted to a U.S. civilian for his role in Earth Day. The role of the United Auto Workers in the first Earth Day demonstrates the importance that labor can play in the environmental movement.
All things and what they used to be lost, oil wasted on the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Labor History in Two, brought to you by the Illinois Labor History Society and The Rick Smith Show. For more information, go to laborhistoryin2.com.
All things and what they use.